T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back in on a Tuesday.
This is Sade.
It's correct. I nailed that one.
I know.
That's good. You don't always get it right.
Nope.
That's when you get right.
I got that one right.
So we heard from Brett Veach a little bit earlier about the left tackle position. And, you know, what are your impressions? You know, that goes into to preparing for a draft, right? What do they think of ...
Right.
Right.
And again, sometimes what we think
isn't what they think.
Isn't what they think.
Not at all. Not at all.
And sometimes what they think isn't what we think.
A lot of the time, right? What we think they don't give two hoots about.
As much as we think they do, they only care if we say something wrong. And even then, they don't really care.
No, just patently wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Opinions are fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Depends on who.
And when.
So the left tackle spot, my biggest question was, what do they think of the left tackle? I think I've heard now all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, but could get better.
Right.
I think a lot of people heading into this offseason and probably into this draft as well were like, just give me all new pass catchers. Just give me everybody. Mm-hmm. And then have somebody waiting while we have others there.
Right.
You remember the start of the season last year, we had too many guys. It was just too many.
Oh, how are we going to get just enough balls for these
just,
guys?
Just too many guys.
Right?
And then you got the season like, not so much.
We need guys.
Now we need guys. Now we need to flush this entire room and get all new guys.
I mean, there was a point in the season last year where I'm sure somebody, not on this show, but somebody somewhere said, I can't believe we don't have Amir Smith-Marset on this team.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That was the gentleman we traded to the Carolina Panthers.
Former
right?
Iowa Hawkeye. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because I know we've seen that on the text line. I don't know why we got rid of Amir Smith-Marset. You don't?
He didn't have any catches in Carolina. No. Don't worry about it. Like, returned a couple punts and kicks. Like, didn't do much.
Like, at all thinking. Doesn't do that much.
They traded the 8th wide receiver.
Right.
It was fine.
Right.
Okay.
There's a good chance Justin Ross doesn't make the team this year.
I was going to say, we get texts about Remigio. Is that?
Yes.
Every time we talk wide receivers.
Remigio, yes.
We'll get a text here before too long.
He was a training camp cessation as well. Right. So if you went out of the season last year and just you line item vetoed everybody,
mm-hmm.
and I mean everybody.
And right. I don't have a problem if you did. And they deserve it.
You took Kadarius Toney off the list, and mm-hmm. you took Sky Moore off the list. I get it. But I'm telling you, that wasn't going to be their list.
They'll be back, okay? Baby.
So both will be back.
Much like the pumpkin spice latte that nobody asked for. It keeps coming back.
They will be back. Brett Veach says they haven't ruled out Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney.
Obviously hoping both continue to improve, progress, and are able to be consistent playmakers for us. And you know, I know Kadarius has obviously had a long history of injury issues, but I mean, he is probably our most talented wideout. Now, again, it doesn't do anyone any good unless you stay healthy. But I mean, the kid has always worked hard here for us. And, you know, I know he's been down there with Pat, and I think it's just a matter of him staying healthy. And I think if he can do that, he can really do a lot of great things in this offense. And, you know, that's one of the things that there's a lot of speculation about KT, but I don't think that, you know, we ever stopped believing in him. And I think people around the building like him, and you know, it's the injury bug, and hopefully he gets some luck on his side and he can stay healthy and be the player that he was in Florida and the player that we've seen in spurts here. So just hoping he has a good off season and has a little luck on his side and can stay healthy. And with Sky, Sky's always been, you know, mentally tough kid, and, you know, he's still, he had that knee injury last year too. So, you know, to some degree, just these guys being on the field, staying healthy, and then, you know, making plays when their number's called. And the great thing about both these guys are they're two guys who really like as people, and they're smart guys, and they work hard. Now it's just a matter of them putting themselves in position to earn consistent playing time and then make plays when their number's called.
Okay. I don't normally call out Brett Veach, but Brett, I'm going to call you out on this one. What injury did Kadarius Toney have again? Last I checked, he had broken hands.
The last part, you're talking about Sky.
Oh, no. He was saying that hopefully he gets some luck on his side and can stay healthy and can be the player he was at the Florida.
The very last injury.
Like, I'm trying to think. The only injury that I really think that Kadarius Toney suffered was broken hands.
No, at the end, I think he got shut down. I mean, you can't convince me otherwise.
He wasn't injured. He just got shut down. Yeah. They're still trying to tell us, oh, he was hurt. Right. God, no.
And you can do whatever you want. I choose to
right.
believe.
It's going
to
be like the sore forearm that Will Smith is going to have
That he was just shut down. Like, okay, we tried this. We'll hit the reset button in the offseason, but not now.
Right, exactly. We'll start this thing over. Yeah. So they're still playing under the illusion that he was really injured last year, right? At least for public consumption.
I think so. Okay. I think so. Because
I'm like,
that's fine.
The only injury he had was busted hands.
Yeah, that's fine. I think I feel like it was like, okay, right, you do need a reset. We'll get you a reset. We got a year remaining. Sky Moore, you got 2 years remaining, right?
And I don't have a problem hitting a hard reset. Control-Alt-Delete that sucker, man. Let's go.
And Sky Moore, you got plenty of time. And it's cheap. I was like, there's no harm in either one of them.
Right.
Being here.
No,
you might,
not at all.
You, the collective you, the fan, might have crossed them off, and I just told you, just be careful. They won't. That they're not there. They'll give them an opportunity. I just wouldn't count on certainly Toney. Like, I'm zero expectations. I'm not going to fall into that trap.
No.
But if it gives you something, it gives you something. If not, you can say, see, told you so.
Yeah. From the 816, I smash pumpkin spice lattes, so screw off, LOL.
That's good.
Nobody really wants them
Now, the difference this year with Kadarius Toney versus last year was clearly they had heaped stuff on him, right?
Right.
They were giving him every opportunity to be the guy.
The number one. Yeah, oh, God, yes. This time last year, we were talking about Kadarius Toney being your number
one. Everything was there. This year, nope. Just want to be healthy and find something.
And that's okay. Like, if he contributes and doesn't have to be the one, that's okay. Some people aren't cut out to be the number one. Some people aren't cut out to be a number two. But some people are cut out to be a really good third down type of wide receiver, right, where you play in spurts. Your fourth outfielder, as we've talked about a lot, you know, on this show. I don't have a problem with them giving Kadarius Toney one final opportunity. What I will have a problem with is that they don't address that they need help behind Kadarius Toney. And what I'll also have a problem with is that if he continues to do what he did last year, this year, and they allow him to continue to play, you got to hit eject at that point in time. You can't let this guy go out there and single-handedly cost you two games again like he did last year, because he did. Kadarius Toney was the difference between 13-4 and not having home field advantage versus 15-2 and having home field advantage. I don't want to hear that it's a team game. Great. Gentlemen didn't line up. Gentlemen tipped balls for interceptions. That, to me, are two games right there that Kadarius Toney was directly responsible for. And if you beat Buffalo in that game, they're not in the playoffs. We're not going up there to that snowstorm. And maybe there's even more changes that Buffalo's making, because they don't make the postseason if Kadarius Toney knows how to line up.
I think also with him, right or wrong, there was going to be a case of FOMO.
Right.
I heard tail end of last season, the rumbling was they believe he's the most talented player in the building.
Right.
And if he's not here, someone else would sign him.
Right. And there's no question that's the case.
And so why not here?
Right.
Is what their spin was, but whatever. But that there's still enough that's got upside that they weren't willing to let walk out the door.
Correct. They think they can maybe rectify this thing.
We'll see.
From the 816, Tony's like having a $50 bill that won't go into the self-checkout machine. You just don't throw it on the ground and walk away. It's a good point.
I love that
analogy because, yes, the guy does have talent, and you don't want to give – you never give up on talent, right? They say that all the time. But if we get to a point where the bad overshadows the talent to an extent that you're costing yourself games – then you do have to move
on. I might need two 20s and a 10.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe not the $50 bill anymore, but if it comes, if this $50 bill won't break, maybe the reverse of this one, but I need to break it down into some others because I can't just rely on that $50 bill.
Right,
I need a 20 out of that one.
Right, and you're trying to foist that 50 on a poor cashier.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's never seen one before and has to look in the light and see.
Oh, my God. So speaking of that, I got down this, again, rabbit hole yesterday, as I normally do. 9 reasons why you should never request a $2 bill from a bank teller. And one of them was nobody knows what these things are. They're going to think it's fake money. When was the last time you paid with cash and watched the cashier try to count back change?
Oh, it's atrocious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Especially if they're a kid.
No.
Here's 20. 1738. I need my manager.
Your last bill was 1738.
I don't know why I came up with that. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Every time I'm on the treadmill and I hit 1738 left or something like that, I always go 1738.
Although I can't say anything. I haven't made change in forever. And two, the tip line where you're going, okay, what gets me to zero to make it an even amount?
I told you I got asked to tip on a grab and go at the airport.
It's like 79. Okay, what gets it? I do that math all day long.
Right.
So it's not easy.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right, this comes today's thanks, Coach, comes from multiple areas. A 785. It's pronounced Sade, Bob. Bro from the 913. It's Sade. From the 720, Sade is pronounced Sade. Bob, you old enough to know that. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's spelled Sade.
Yeah, S-A-D-E, Sade.
Splitting hairs over this thing.
Right.
Say it how it's spelled.
Mm-hmm. They always tell you to sound it out.
Smooth operator. By Sade. Yeah, everybody knows that. So Denver's got 3 quarterbacks in its system right now.
Do they? If you have these 3, do you have a quarterback?
They have 3 quarterbacks in their system right now.
They have people with the QB next to their name.
I saw Our Lads, which I use all the time, ourlads.com, that has the NFL depth charts.
I think it's one of the most important sites for football fans. They do an amazing job.
I see it right here. They have bumped up Zach Wilson, the starting quarterback in Denver.
They have him as the starter.
Correct.
Is
Denver Broncos depth chart has Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, then Ben DiNucci.
Right.
That is the depth chart.
That's the depth chart.
As reportedly Zach Wilson's being traded from the Jets to the Broncos.
What do you mean reportedly? Has it not been official yet?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
Because it's officially official.
You said that. I thought I saw something earlier that still said reportedly. I'm like, is this not a done
deal?
I don't think it's officially.
I don't think it's officially official.
You already messed up with one Wilson. Now you're going back to the well for another?
I don't think it's officially official. So it's officially official.
Okay.
Zach Wilson. Jarrett Stidham, and Ben DiNucci. Law firm of Wilson, Stidham, and DiNucci. Is there a worse trio out there than that?
I don't know,
in any sport.
Any sport. Can you find a worse threesome than that?
Find a worse three quarterback. Find a three worse of anything than this quarterback room. 913-586-7610.
From the 816, if Tony is a $50 bill, the Denver quarterbacks are a nickel, a penny, and a button.
There you go.
Immediately, and I feel bad about doing this, the worst threesome that I've ever experienced was Dan Reichert, Chad Durbin, and Chris George in the starting rotation for the Kansas City Royals. There. Dan Reichert smoked cigarettes. Chad Durbin was always working on something, and Chris George didn't have the ooh to go out there and be a really good Major League Baseball pitcher. And watching those three guys every single night for the Royals in the early 2000s, that was painful. That was really – all three very nice gentlemen, no question about it. Love Chad Durbin. Would go to an LSU game with him in a heartbeat. Dan Reichert burning darts in the locker room, fantastic. Chris George, I didn't know much about. But watching those three and the Royals trying to sell like those three guys are a legit part of your rotation, that may be worse than Wilson, DiNucci, and Antonetti or whoever.
Stidham. I guess mine would be KD, Kyrie, and Harden. I think that was the worst.
I think that was the worst.
KD, Kyrie, and Harden.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that one is my worst.
Okay. Yeah.
Just gross.
Not usually one to complain about threesomes, but if I had to, I would go probably Pioli, Haley, and Castle.
Oh, that is a really good
one. Love Matt Castle. Yeah. Matt Castle's great.
I like. Personally, fantastic. Absolutely. Love Matt Castle. I would have liked to have seen Matt Castle with a real coach and a general manager that wasn't fighting with the coach like they were battling over the shovel in the sandbox. Because he was really good when Charlie Weiss was here.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. He was a Pro Bowler. 25 touchdowns. When Charlie Weiss was his offensive coordinator. And then, you know, it got petty.
Did him no favors.
No. From the 314, Stidham started for the Raiders on New Year's game against the 49ers and wasn't bad at all.
Good luck with that.
From the 913, I faced Dan Reichert in my high school all-star game in Modesto, California. Was he smoking a cigarette on the mound?
Yeah. That was like a legendary game. Like Kopech and Mahomes.
Yeah, Kopech and Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah. You were against Dan Reichert.
There's some really bad ones out there, though. And Denver, my God. Why don't you just take the year off?
You've advocated for that, right?
I know.
If you're not ready to play.
If you're not ready to go, take the year off.
I know that teams are smarter than you and coaches are smarter than you. And I don't get this one at all. I don't get this one at all. If they draft a quarterback at 12, are you going to play that guy right away?
Right.
Or are you going to play a failed
Zach Wilson. What does that say to your
team?
He's
going to be looking over his shoulder. I can't imagine this is good for him. But
yeah,
great for us,
right?
Great for us because I think they painted themselves into a bad quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're at 12, and I think they still have to take one.
Yeah,
if there's one there, and there will be, you might be down. I mean, you might be at the fifth quarterback at that spot,
right?
Maybe more. The first. Three go to quarterbacks or four or five or whatever. I mean,
God, that Denver's in a bad way, and I'm here for it. Well, the Vikings do have Darnold, Mullins, and Hall from the 816. Yeah. Could you imagine having that quarterback room too?
And Oates, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't think he's part of it anymore. They had a fight. Can Mayor L and Frank White be part of a threesome? Yeah, they can be.
I love what Denver did yesterday. I think it's fantastic.
Great day for the Denver Broncos.
I think it's awesome.
Horrible uniform reveal except for the retro uniform, and then they signed Zach Wilson.
Beautiful.
Hey, you don't like our uniforms? Hold my beer. We got a new quarterback for you. Yeah. Who? Zach Wilson.
I feel like they released the uniforms just to try to bury the Zach Wilson portion, and it didn't work.
Housewives all over Denver are either getting excited or getting scared.
Didn't work.
See that little cherub rolling around Denver? A lot of housewives out there with their pumpkin spice latte and Uggs are getting excited.
From the 913, maybe they're playing the long con. This is the proper way to get a top three pick in the draft. Could be.
That's maybe, good. Yeah.
Maybe Sean Payton likes next year's quarterback draft.
Yeah.
You know, one
name
of those.
One, Sean. Who's
I don't
in
know.
It?
I'm just saying, you know, one of those next year's
oh,
quarterback
God,
draft.
Yeah, you hear it all the time.
Really
yeah.
likes next year's quarterback. So he's playing himself into next year's. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Doubtful.
Great. You want to push that rock down the road?
Yeah,
good luck.
Good luck with that. Good luck selling that to your fans with new jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah. And other than Pat Surtain, are you what other jersey are you buying there? In Denver right now. Right? There's not a long-term investment jersey there.
No.
And they're probably one bad season for Pat Surtain.
I was going to say, they could trade him on. What if he's part of a draft day package
oh
to
goodness.
Move up to like number two?
I don't think he can now.
Or
you
number three.
They had him in the commercial yesterday. I think he's good.
I mean,
think he's safe.
But
I think your marketing team gets the heads up on that stuff.
Right? So you know he's not going to go one or two. But what if the New England Patriots at three are saying, yeah, give us your pick and Patrick Surtain, and we'll let you have the third overall pick. What are you going to do in that situation, Josh?
You're probably making that move.
Yeah.
We know Patrick wouldn't be able to handle it. We'll find out if you can. And we continue our top 20 next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Again, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Just during the break, just because we were discussing it, Bob, I looked up the roster of the Broncos. Yeah, I don't know who you'd buy. Like,
there's nobody out there, right?
Other than Surtain, it's
right.
It is indeed a vast wasteland.
Do you think they had a run on jerseys though yesterday? I mean, usually you have a new jersey release and everybody wants to run and get the new jersey. Not seeing a lot of people that really like the new jerseys that they put out there, but I think people like the retro one. And
if
really,
I get the retro one, I'm going to get an Elway. You're calling it good.
Yeah,
you're
getting somebody from the past. Or maybe you're getting a Carl Mecklenburg type of jersey, or you know, you're getting a Lou Gotz jersey over anybody that's on the team right now. I don't think there's anybody worth investing in.
Yeah, they don't have any names on defense other than Pat Surtain.
Right.
And on offense, Cortland Sutton?
Maybe Cortland Sutton.
Josh Reynolds because he's new?
Who? Yeah. No.
Garrett Bowles?
Mm.
Mike McGlinchey wears 69.
I mean, that's nice.
That Quinn Miners guy was the fun guy at the draft.
Live from the D.
Was fun. But are anybody buying that jersey? You just don't have anybody to invest in on that team.
Right.
Ugh.
So not only did you unveil some of the worst new jerseys we've seen in a while, you also signed Zach Wilson yesterday. Not a banner day for that franchise. Not at all. Like, what was supposed to be a good day with jersey releases, like, everybody for the most part gets excited and likes the jersey. There's a couple of stragglers, I'm sure, with every one. But there was legitimately nobody going, wow, these are good. I like these. Mm. People like the retro ones. Maybe they thought they were getting the retro Wilson. I don't know. Like Wade.
Do you, what number was Russell?
Three, wasn't he? Three?
Yeah, he was three. Zach's two.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So does Zach go ahead and wear a three?
He should just wear a three just to keep everybody from having to buy a new jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody still has just wears the old Wilson.
Right. That's what I would do.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Why not?
Oh, look, another top 20 list. How unique. Something that's never been done in sports radio before.
Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open, left side, caught. Kelce, caught around.
Here is the top 20 draft picks in Kansas City sports history. Presented by Fesco in the Morning, who realize that you think their list sucks.
Over to first in time. Runner going to try to score. Wild throw. Hosmer gambling that he could dash home.
So the top 20 picks in the draft in Kansas City history.
That's right.
Largely based on you and I making the list.
Yeah. We had Kurt Nelson, the Royals Hall of Fame.
Dan Israel.
Dan Israel, yeah.
They probably want no credit or blame.
No, they want no interest in
this. This ultimately falls on us.
That's right.
That's fine.
All right, so we did the honorable mention yesterday, and then 2019, 18, and 17. Grab the podcast to hear who those folks were, because we're not repeating ourselves. Coming in at number 16.
Well, you get in trouble for that. People complain.
Yeah, people complain. Exactly. Hey, you said that an hour ago. All right. 16, Bo Jackson coming in on the list. I think Bo Jackson makes the list because of what we expected out of Bo Jackson, not exactly what he did. He was phenomenal in the little time that we saw him, but Bo Jackson will always go down to me as the guy who you wonder the most about. Like, what? I don't wonder about Mondi. I don't wonder about some of these other flameouts that we've seen. Bo Jackson is the one guy, though, that I go, damn, I wonder what that would have been like, what the allure around Bo Jackson would have been if he never suffered that hip injury. And I blame the Raiders for that.
The throw, the run up the wall,
yeah.
The bust, the broken bat, snapping the bat.
And that's just baseball. You're not counting running through Brian Bosworth.
I don't count that because it wasn't Kansas City.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I just gave you three Bo, like, you could close your eyes and see them.
You see them all. You really do.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that hose that Bo Jackson had. Whew. You talk about the hose on MJ. That Bo Jackson hose from the corner to nail Harold Reynolds.
Still stupid. Watch that play. Still stupid. Running up the wall. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I know it's just dumb. You just ran up a wall, but it was great.
You go run up a wall.
Yeah, and then, yeah, just snapping a bat like it's a toothpick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, he had football, too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, he had football. I vehemently believe he would have been the greatest athlete.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All time.
Yeah.
We would have regarded him in that, like, really good baseball player and really, really good football player.
We'd be talking about Bo Jackson like he was Bill Brasky.
Yes.
I remember Bill Brasky. That guy. And Bo Jackson could actually do everything that Bill Brasky was claimed to have done. Number 15, Brett Saberhagen comes in on the list for us. Number 15 is Brett Saberhagen. He was a 20-game winner. He was a Cy Young Award winner. He's on the mound. He won a World Series. Like, Brett Saberhagen was legit real, man. Real deal.
And maybe too low. I don't know. Saberhagen won two Cy Youngs. Had two 20-win seasons, the first of which when he was 21. It was just unbelievable. Like, wow, a player at 21 is allowed to go do this anymore. 20-6, a 2.87 ERA in the 85 season. I mean, give me a break.
When I turned 21, I was making my friend up Drew on the floor at Food for Less in Wichita because that's where he passed out the night before.
23 wins in 1989, another Cy Young Award. And a gold glove. Eight seasons with the Royals. 110 wins and an ERA at 3.21.
Wow.
He was a stud.
Yep, he really was. Coming in at number 14, Eric Hosmer.
In comes the pitch. Broken bat, one hopper to third. And over to first in time. Runner going to try to score.
And the pass is going to be intercepted off of Kadarius Toney.
I need to clean that up. So we should get back to the real highlight of that.
Hosmer was the guy who was the captain of that team in 14 and 15. He ran the locker room. He helped that locker room together. He was everything you want in an athlete. He was outstanding. He was the perfect leader for that team. So Eric Hosmer at number 14.
He had the look, the image. He was clearly a clubhouse leader.
Yep.
Guys gravitated towards him, brought the clubhouse together, was great with the media,
mm-hmm.
great with the fans. Like yeah. he was the perfect package.
He really was. He was
for
unbelievable.
For a guy you want leading your franchise.
Yep. You couldn't have asked for anybody better.
Perfect.
And then coming in at number 13, Will Shields. Not just a guard, an all-around athlete, a Hall of Famer, maybe the greatest offensive lineman in Chiefs history. So Will Shields coming in at number 13.
Tough to probably crack higher numbers because of the position.
Yeah, absolutely.
Positional bias a little bit, right?
Right.
It's just tough. But man, one of the greatest in franchise history.
Yeah, he spanned the generations. He was one of the first draft picks of that Carl Marti era. Went all the way through Vermeil. Played a little bit with Herm, maybe. But he was just an outstanding, outstanding football player. I mean,
and there's
Will Shields
always
was phenomenal.
A place for me that guys that are quiet and kick ass.
Yeah, Will Shields
is so
that
great.
Way. Yeah,
it tends to happen more along the offensive line.
Yeah,
right? It's a position that naturally lends itself to that. But the guy's just gonna go out. I'm just gonna go out and bust it. I'm gonna dominate, and mm-hmm. you know. I'm not gonna need headlines. I'm not gonna need highlights. I know I did it. Everybody else knows I did it.
Never got the headlines, right? I mean, never got the accolades, but maybe he deserved. But I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, so he didn't get the accolades he deserved.
Yeah,
right?
Ultimately he did. Ultimately he did. Remember we had that. Well, tomorrow we'll have 12, 11, 10, and 9.
Right. Yes, we're into the top 10 tomorrow. I know people are getting excited.
Counting on our fingers.
Yeah.
We once had a famous soundbite. Again, another one that's gone. There was a certain quarterback that would not go to France.
Oh, yes. It was
America,
the guy from Iowa.
America, the only place I'll go.
Yeah.
Ricky Stanzi.
Ricky Stanzi. Yeah. I was going to say Ben DiNucci. But
Ricky Stanzi. We may have to add Patrick Mahomes. France is banned. Catch up in schools.
Right. For a very interesting reason.
So maybe now Mahomes will not go to France, much like Ricky Stanzi. I hope he says, America, the only place I'll go, so we can have the soundbite again, just same with Patrick.
Mm-hmm. They have banned ketchup because they believe,
mm-hmm.
I'm not making this up, the French believe that if kids eat ketchup, it will ruin their taste buds, and they won't be able to properly eat French cuisine.
I think it's valid.
So they have banned ketchup in schools.
You're not going to just pour that all over the place. Eat that food. Taste that food first.
Right.
Which I hated as a kid and appreciate more as an adult.
Of course. But this is what they're doing in France.
Correct.
No more ketchup for the school children in the schools. Because it's ruining the escargot.
No ketchup for you.
It's ruining French toast. It is ruining French fries. It is ruining whatever else the French make.
A baguette.
Yes. You're not properly tasting food if you're eating ketchup as a child in school.
Who knew? I get it.
The other thing that the French have banned, which I actually agree with.
So could you go the rest of your life without ketchup? I think I could.
Yeah, I think I probably could.
I'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think barbecue sauce is an easy substitute for ketchup.
I think there's enough sauces now that you could be like, just take one off and I'll be fine.
Like
Doesn't matter.
If you never had ketchup again and ketchup was taken out of the lexicon of life.
I figured out.
Could you figure it out?
Yeah.
I think we probably could, right? I just don't want to be told that it's gone. Sometimes you just like ketchup and fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially that McDonald's fancy ketchup. It's better than the others because it's fancy. But you could always barbecue sauce substitute, or if you're at McDonald's, sweet and sour sauce the fries or something like that, or Chick-fil-A sauce, which I don't like. But I guess I'm...
What?
It's too tangy for me. Oh, I don't know. I'm just not
love
a
it.
Chick-fil-A sauce type
love
of guy.
It.
But give me honey mustard and, you know, that horsey sauce from Arby's. Like, there are other condiments out there you could use. If ketchup went away all of a sudden,
I'd be able to handle that.
Where would you miss it the most, though?
I like it mainly for fries.
Okay. Yeah. See,
fries.
I just like it on a juicy burger. Yeah. I think it hits.
I don't
right.
have to have it on a burger.
I don't have to either.
Or a hot dog, as we all know.
No, definitely not a hot dog. You mayo that sucker. But I would miss it on like a burger. But I just, don't burger
just,
daily.
Just fries. I'd be like, it dips in ketchup. It's perfect.
It's perfect. It is. But you could barbecue sauce and call it a day.
Go something else. Yeah. Go something else. So French are onto something. So apparently Patrick will not be going to France.
Right. They also have a law just in France, which we should adopt here in the United States. It is illegal to eat at work.
Okay. I want to get more into this on the other side.
Okay.
Because why not? And also, they're back. What is the expectation level now for the coach and the GM? We'll get to it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.